This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated former Deputy Chairman of the Upper House Harivansh as a Rajya Sabha member. The tenure of Harivansh as a member of the Upper House ended yesterday. He has been nominated as a member of the Rajya Sabha after the vacancy was created following the retirement of former Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification today in this regard. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the youth of the country, once they resolve to do something, demonstrate it through action. Sharing Sanskrit Subhashitam in a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is the strength of India's youthful vigour that the country strides swiftly along the path of development." Scrutiny of nomination papers for the second phase of the West Bengal Assembly elections is taking place today. The deadline for filing nominations for the 142 seats in this phase ended yesterday, with April 13th set as the final date for the withdrawal of candidacies. Stalwarts like BJP leader and leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari, Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee are in the fray in the second phase. Polling for the second phase is scheduled for April the 29th. Meanwhile, the deadline for withdrawing candidacies for the first phase concluded yesterday. A total of 1,586 candidates filed 2,304 nomination papers for 152 seats in this initial phase. Voting for these constituencies will be held on April the 23rd. Israel has strongly criticized remarks made by Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif, calling them outrageous and questioning Pakistan's credibility as a neutral mediator in ongoing West Asia tensions. In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said calls for Israel's annihilation are unacceptable from any government, particularly one positioning itself as a facilitator of peace. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said India is finalising an agreement for the supply of oil and gas to Mauritius to strengthen its energy security amid the West Asia crisis. Dr. Jaishankar said in Port Louis that the ongoing crisis in West Asia has underscored the importance of strategic partnerships, especially in the energy sector. The External Affairs Minister said he is also pleased to note that an Indian public sector enterprise is developing the country's first floating solar power project. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today held a meeting with United States of America's Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in USA said, "India looks forward to deepen the engagement with the USA in important sectors and to strengthen the comprehensive global strategic partnership between the two countries." The Foreign Secretary also discussed cooperation in countering terrorism, organized crime and narcotics in a meeting with the Director of U.S. Security Agency FBI, Kash Patel, in Washington yesterday. The Indian Embassy in the U.S. informed this in a social media post. India and the U.S. agreed to further their cooperation under Pax Silica and broader economic and technology engagements, including in AI and critical minerals. The issues figured during discussions between Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs Jacob S. Hellberg. India formally joined Pax Silica on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit in February, marking a significant step in technology cooperation between New Delhi and Washington. Pax Silica brings strategic partnerships and coordinated action across every layer of the supply chain. Misri is on a three-day visit to the U.S. to review the bilateral relationship, particularly in trade and defense sectors. Uttar Pradesh has set an example for other states in procurement through the GeM portal in the financial year 2025-26, securing the top position in the country. Uttar Pradesh made purchases worth 22,337 crore rupees through the GeM portal during this period. Appreciating Uttar Pradesh's GeM procurement policy, the centre has declared the state a role model in transparent procurement. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at ACA Stadium this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in a thrilling last-ball finish at Eden Gardens last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.